Ties That Bind by Jane H. Forsgren. Over 350 from this small Idaho community got tied up in giving service in one big quilting bee. On a cold, wintry day in Mud Lake, Idaho, a dairy farmer and his wife watched their house burn to the ground. Within 3 weeks, their neighbors raised $27,000 for them through an auction and dinner. With that kind of community spirit, it was no surprise when the Roberts, Idaho Stake Youth decided to forego their annual church-sponsored Harvest Ball and organize a quilting bee with quilts going to war-ravaged Kosovo. But this was no ordinary stake youth project. The 350 quilters filling the adjacent school and church parking lots on September 14, 1999, included youth and adults from the Territon Baptist Community Youth Group, the Catholic Church, the Lady Lions Club, and everyone else who wanted to come. In addition to making 51 beautiful quilts, the participants were introduced to the church humanitarian program with a film. "I wanted to tell the families in the film to come to my house," said 15-year-old Kayla Smuin. Kaylee Albertson, 15, agreed, "I was so happy to be able to help. It made me realize how lucky I am." The spirit of unity felt by everyone that evening will long be remembered. As one participant from the small town put it, "I wish we could do more things like this for the community." End of Ties That Bind by Jane H. Forsgren.